This is SBS News. I'm Maya Jameson. In this bulletin, residents uncertain when they'll be allowed to return as a second apartment block in Sydney is evacuated over safety concerns. Hong Kong's government suspends the proposed extradition law amendments, and the latest in the Women's World Cup, plus India and Pakistan reaching fever pitch ahead of tonight's cricket clash. The Master Builders Association says it's too early to tell what caused a Sydney high-rise apartment complex to be evacuated. Residents of the building received an email on Friday telling them they had an hour to evacuate the Mascot Towers. Owners Corporation Network Chairman Philip Gall says the quality of buildings is on the decline.
The defects are quite endemic: waterproofing, fire safety, and now cracks in buildings, widespread issues. It's very bad for the good builders, because there's a lot of bad builders out there and you can't tell the difference. Unfortunately, in our experience, it's just very widespread.
Hong Kong's migrant communities are expected to gather in cities across Australia today to voice their concern over proposed extradition laws and recent violence. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, announced the government will be suspending its proposed extradition law changes, which, if passed, would make it easier for people to be sent back to the mainland to face trial. Ms. Lam says Hong Kong's legislation will stop all reading of the bill for the time being because of the clear disapproval by so many citizens.
The original urgency to pass the bill in this legislative year is perhaps no longer there. After our repeated internal deliberations over the last 2 days, I now announce that the government has decided to suspend the legislative amendment exercise, restart our communication with all sectors of society, do more explanation work, and listen to different views of society.
To football, and Canada has progressed to the knockout stage of the 2019 FIFA Women's World Cup with a 2-0 win over New Zealand. Canada managed 13 shots in the first half without scoring, but finally did so through Jessie Fleming just a couple of minutes in the second half. Nichelle Prince added a deserved second goal in the 79th minute, knocking New Zealand out of the World Cup in the process. It came hours after the Netherlands grabbed a place in the knockout stage after beating Cameroon 3-1. Canada will play the Dutch team for the top spot in Group E when they meet on Friday, June the 21st. Meanwhile, to the other big sporting event, the Cricket World Cup, anticipation of the match between cricket rivals India and Pakistan at Old Trafford Cricket Ground in Manchester is reaching fever pitch. The former World Cup winners take each other on in the latest stage of the Cricket World Cup, with India captain Virat Kohli focused on the game.
So obviously the mindset of the player is always going to be different from the fans. You can't mix the two. You can't expect the fans to think in a professional manner, you know, focusing on each ball. Our attention span has to be very precise on the field, because we have that split second to make a decision. But from the fans' point of view, looking at the atmosphere and the frenzy around the game, I wouldn't say it's easy to think like a player. And for the players, it's very, very crucial to be absolutely professional.
Pakistan coach Mickey Arthur says it's an unbelievable opportunity.
It doesn't get bigger than that. It doesn't get more exciting. I'm telling our players in the dressing room, you could be a hero tomorrow. Your careers are going to be defined by a moment in the game. You do something incredible tomorrow, you'll be remembered forever. And our kind of mantra is, how do you want to be remembered? You know, we've got 15 incredible cricketers in that dressing room, and we keep stressing to them, how do you want to be remembered? You're the class of 2019. What are they going to say about you in history?
And now look at today's weather. Perth, showers 19. Adelaide, possible shower 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy 16. Hobart, much the same at 14. Canberra, light morning, frosty and cloudy 13. Wollongong, showers 17. Sydney, similar conditions there at 18. Newcastle, a shower or two, 20. Brisbane, a shower or two and a possible storm, 22. Cairns, possible early shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny, 32. This is SBS Radio News.